Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two already. Good Lord. Hour number two on hump day. I don't even know where hour number one went, but we're glad you're with us. Hey, listen, I've been spending the last little while here on the show in the first dipper of the day. So I'm dealing with the question of protecting kids. And I'm giving you examples of places where maybe they need to tighten up a little bit, or places where they need to consider their policies, or places where the courts had to intervene, like in the case of Oregon, where they said, if you want to adopt a child, you have to be able to promote transgenderism in the household. And all these things fly in the face of the common sense aspects, or the faith-based aspects, or just the cultural norms of raising kids. And it's about protecting kids if you get down to it. I mean, we don't want perpetrators having it easy. Like that case that I've got from Daily Wire that was in Pennsylvania. The guy was a registered sex offender, a tier one sex offender, who then he and his gay partner were still able to go and adopt a child through surrogacy. And you look at that and go, how did that slip through the cracks? Anyway, that being said, we've got a bill that's being proposed right now. I don't think it's been pre-filed. We've got a bill that's being proposed right now in Alabama that would actually create the death penalty for child rapists. It's going to be announced here later this week by State Senator April Weaver and Representative Matt Simpson. But I gotta say, I reached out to somebody who I respect greatly. He's a member of the Alabama State Senate. Sam Gavan serves in District 7 out of the Huntsville region. He's an attorney practicing on a daily basis, elected in 2018. We just missed each other. My time ended in 2018. His started. But what a great guy. And he's vice chair of judiciary. So, Sam Gavan, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. Thanks for making time. Hey, listen. Let's touch on this bill first of all. April Weaver, Senator Weaver, and Representative Matt Simpson are proposing a bill that apparently is already being done in Florida and in Tennessee that would put the death penalty on child rapists. What do you know about the bill, first of all?
So, well, it came up last year, passed the House, and Representative Simpson filed it, and then my recollection, Phil, is we passed it through the Judiciary Committee. Yeah, I think we had an amendment on there. There was something, I can't remember what the particular issue was, but I think we had an amendment on it. And I don't recall if it was, if it ever made the floor at all, ever made the calendar. I just don't remember because it was, I think it was late in the session. And then just, I know from text chain I'm on that, you know, when this horrific incident in Bibb County, which I will drive through in a few hours. I'll go through Bibb County all the time. Just that it could happen there is sort of bewildering. I mean, I've been going to Bibb County since I was in first grade, probably before, but I remember it from first grade on. And that was a long time ago, my friend. that it could happen there is just sort of, I mean, it's something like, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, Silence of the Lambs kind of stuff. I mean, yeah. I know it's a different type of thing, but it's, you know, things like that can be going on in a basement that you have no clue of what's going on from the outside world. But I knew April was planning on doing this in the last week or so. I knew that she was going to do it. I think I announced it on the Dale Jackson was talking about something else that I didn't think was as relevant. I'm like, you know, maybe we should be talking about this, because he's like, well, maybe later. But anyway, I think it's gotten some more steam. This is just so such a, I mean, everybody's just sitting there going, how can you fathom this? I mean, how can you take it in? And it's just like, these people don't need to be in our society.
Let me ask you, has the bill been pre-filed, or do you know?
I do not believe it has. I believe there's going to be a press conference tomorrow. I will be in Montgomery tomorrow, but not for this press conference. We've got a lot of ceremonial bill signings tomorrow and some other matters to attend to. But I believe they're going to have a press conference tomorrow and kind of preview it. And there's a good chance, you mentioned judiciary, and I mentioned that it went through judiciary last year. But we have had a change in the rules, and I don't know if it's really registered with everybody, because we have so many bills come through judiciary.
Yeah, we do.
and Veterans and Military Affairs, which I used to be vice chair of, my first quadrennium, we just don't have as many bills come through that one.
Right.
But what we've done is we as a group, the whole Senate, is changed the committee structure up, and public safety has been moved over to basically Veterans and Military Affairs.
Okay, so that could mean this bill could wind up going there then, right?
But this could go to either committee.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so, all right, so it's an interesting dynamic here. You're vice chair of judiciary. I used to be vice chair of judiciary. I've seen the pounds and pounds and pounds of bills that come through there. You're right. I can also think, and you might want to allude to this, the makeup of the committees, which one is more favorable to getting a death penalty bill passed?
I would say Veterans and Military Affairs and Public Safety, because, I mean, I know Senator Figures, for instance, she's just opposed to death penalty. That's where she is.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I get that. I've got a different opinion. But that's just one right there. And I don't remember what the vote count was last time, but I'm pretty sure it got through committee. And maybe even on a bipartisan vote. I don't recall that. But I think there are a few more Republicans on the Veterans and Military Affairs Committee as compared to the Judiciary Committee.
Let me ask you this. There's an article on 1819 News about the bill we're talking about, the bill which has not been pre-filed, because you're right, it doesn't assign a bill number to it. But it says that under a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, without citing the rulings, I don't know where it is. If you do, tell me. But it says under a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, the death penalty is usually only applicable in cases involving the loss of life, meaning that this bill might face immediate challenge by those who are opposed to the death penalty in general. And then, you know, potentially using precedent that's already set. I'm not aware of that precedent. Do you have any knowledge of that yourself? I know you don't practice criminal law on a regular basis, but I don't
right,
either.
Right, I don't. I'm not specifically aware of it. I mean, I think that there has been sort of a general toning down in terms of manner of execution. I mean, one thing I've been thinking about since people want to complain about manner of execution so much and try to litigate that, I've thought about introducing a bill for the firing squad. I mean, that is a very long, historic way of commencing and carrying out executions. And so if you want to argue about being gently put to sleep and or people don't want to sell us the whatever it takes, I guess, I think probably your lethal injection is probably the best way to go. But people don't want to sell us the drugs to put that together. I mean, there's plenty of bullets down at Cabela's. I mean, we don't have to worry about that. But
I'm for it. I tell you what, after watching the stuff happen unfolding out of Bibb County, I'm for public lynchings while we're at it.
Well, I mean, I don't know why that went away, and I think some states may still have it. But I mean, that is a long time form of execution. And when we start looking about, you know, going back to what is cruel and unusual punishment. So much of this has been with activist judges, and that's come up over the past. You can't do that. That's cruel and unusual. Well, I mean, we're talking about, you know, when the Constitution was done, you know, they were worried about being drawn and quartered. We were worried about the things that the kings were doing over in England. There were horrid, you know, being put on the rack. I mean, there were things like that that was, you know, clearly cruel and unusual punishment. But, you know, I've just been frustrated that. And look, I don't think, you know, we need to hang somebody for stealing a car, which would be the equivalent of stealing a horse back in the day. But, you know, in the 1800s, they'd hang you for stealing a horse. I think everything's gotten a little bit out of whack. I do think there needs to be balance. Like I said, I don't think for theft and things of that nature, we need to have death penalty. We don't need to go in that direction. But what we're talking about, you know, cases where there is a loss of life, intentional loss of life, not negligence, not, you know, not manslaughter, not crime of passion, but where you set out to deliberately, you know, cause someone else to lose their life, and then, you know, and rape of a child. And I mean, I think rape is a horrific crime, and I'm actually okay with it just for the death penalty for that. But I don't think that'll ever fly, but perhaps for, you know, rape of a child.
But I think what we're looking at right now, too, these children in Bibb County could be the I don't want to say like the poster, you know, but if there's ever going to an issue where you see child rape, molestation, even we're reading in some cases like child torture, you look at it and go, death penalty may be too good for them. And so I just wonder if we can get this passed. Well, you know what? That's the point. But well, let me ask you this. What's the mood, in your opinion, just going on a swag here, and I realize you're not all sitting in a caucus meeting talking about it right now, but what do you think the mood of the body would be on a bill like this in the wake of what happened in Bibb County right now? Do you think it would have support?
Yeah, I think there'd be momentum for it right now. You know, the one question would be is, you know, and I don't know where the Attorney General is on this. If the Attorney General were to come in and say, you know, we're going to waste a lot of money on this, let's not do this, and here's why, which if he were to say that, he would tell us why. It wouldn't just be, I feel like this.
Yeah.
I think that could dissuade some people from doing something. You know, the House did it before. You know, I guess the question would be, you know, Senator Weaver looks like she wants to take this up, and it being her home district, she's probably going to get to carry the ball on.
Oh, that's her home district? I did not realize that.
Yes, she is a Bibb County native.
Wow. Well, brother, I got to leave it there, but let's stay in touch on it. As you see the bill being pre-filed, if you hear discussion, I'd love to have you back on and talk about it, all right?
Sounds great.
All right. You too, man. State Senator Sam Gavan, Senate District 7 out of Huntsville. We appreciate you, man. Take care. Well, JP, take me to a break. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. Get some of your thoughts on text messages, which are stacking up right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.